Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
On March 7th, we can take our state back from the illegal marijuana farms invading our communities. By voting no on State Question 820, we can vote against recreational marijuana usage and send the message that enough is enough. Join Oklahoma Farm Bureau, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, our county sheriffs, and others in opposing State Question 820 by voting no on March 7th. Authorized and paid for by Protect Our Kids, No 820.
When your field calls for the perfect type of tough, go all in on FiberMax Cotton to deliver the right seed for whatever you're up against. Like the FiberMax 2398 GLTP variety. Strong as an ox, fights like a bull. Built to buck stress, boost yield quality, and stand strong when that verticillium wilt comes creeping. Whether you're looking for that type of tough or another, you can find it at FiberMax.com. FiberMax Cotton Seed from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, Class 20 of the Oklahoma Ag Leadership Program continues to travel Israel. The group recently stopped at the Volcani Center for Research and Development for Agriculture in Israel, where our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to visit with Professor Shlomo Navarro, the current CEO of Grain Storage LTT, about the vision of Israeli agriculture. Navarro said Israel has had to find ways to save the water by developing drip irrigation systems and other creative measures.
And then how to use the limited amounts of resources from the Tiberias Lake for the underground, and also to find new ways like desalination by using the water from the sea to desalinate it in order to supply and to not only for the urban consumption, also for agriculture. If you take the amount of all those resources, that means water from the Tiberias Lake, and then the underground water, and then the brackish water that we treat in order to bring a part of it to for agriculture, and this desalination, this forms also, of course, the local wells also, which is the mountain table aquifer. So all those consist of the water supply system of Israel. And yet we don't have enough water. We always fight for better ways and better resources.
When the country was established in 1948, Navarro said there was not enough food for the population. Today, he said, the country is able to produce most of its own food and imports minimal products, such as grain, because of the convenience. Well, the name of the game for most U.S. commodities is international trade, finding new markets and expanding existing ones, and of course, the U.S. beef sector is no different. The University of Idaho's Dr. Phil Bass says the beef industry is starting to get some help when it comes to trade agreements, adding that the U.S. Meat Export Federation does a great job promoting beef overseas.
It's a great value. It's high quality. People like it. And it's consistent. And so, again, our producers should be very happy about the progress we've made there. The other cool thing about the international markets, though, is that they use up a lot of the byproducts. That maybe we don't put as much value here domestically. So tongues, livers, hearts, kidneys.
Bass says producers should be proud of the fact that U.S. beef is known for its high quality, resulting in high demand across the globe. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to OKMediation.gov. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.